The Placer County Planning Commission had to add an extra room to fit the crowd that showed up at the Granley Bakken Hotel last week. After several hours of public comment, local sentiments were clear.
We're already facing a severe housing crisis in this area, as I'm sure, or I hope you are all aware. I myself can't find anywhere to live up here. We have to stop building these exclusive developments only accessible to the super rich and very, very part-time homeowners. We need a community for the 99%, the people that live here. For the people who work hard every day to afford to live and work here.
That was Nicole Lufsmuller, an environmental engineer in Tahoe. Last year, after working with conservation groups for several months, developer Mountainside Partners announced major changes to the Martis Valley West plan, including moving it from an untouched piece of land to a parcel adjacent to North Star Resort and reducing the size of the project 40%, from 1,360 residential units to 760.
When you combine the conservation component, the 6,376 acres, a density reduction of 600 units, and then locating future development adjacent to existing development, it's the right combination.
That's Blake Riva with the developer. Fran Ruger presented Mountainside Partners' Final Environmental Impact Report, or EIR.
Three resource areas, the EIR identified significant and unavoidable impacts, and those include visual resources, transportation, and greenhouse gas emissions.
The term visual resources in this case means light pollution at night. To put the project's environmental impacts in context, Ruger compared it to other potential scenarios.
We looked at two no project alternatives. So there's one, which is no project, no development. Basically, nothing would happen.
I should have warned you before, but if this continues, we're here to discuss some important business. And I will not tolerate this kind of outburst.
That was District 1 Placer County Planning Commissioner Richard Rokucci admonishing the crowd. Despite the anti-development sentiment the project has sparked in the community, developer Riva maintains that Martis Valley West strikes the right balance.
Well, the Martis Valley West project is a combined conservation and development plan, which makes it quite unique in that it does have a substantial conservation component.
And some environmental groups agree. The project has the backing of the Truckee Donner Land Trust and the Trust for Public Land. But other local environmental organizations are unconvinced. David Blau, a member of the League to Save Lake Tahoe and a longtime environmental resources planner, says the open space part of the plan is great.
We applaud the preservation of the 6,376 acres, and we're 100% in support of that.
But he says what's happening with Martis Valley West is a good example of a pervasive issue with environmental impact reports across the region.
And this is a dangerous trend. We see this in both the Martis Valley EIR as well as the Squaw EIR. Significant unavoidable adverse impacts are clearly identified, and then very little is offered to try to reduce those impacts to an acceptable level.
Increased traffic was the number one concern, with some commenters talking about air quality and lake quality, while others complained about how long it already takes to get from one part of Tahoe to another. Other commenters mentioned yet another human cost to putting more cars on the road.
What we're dealing with is on Highway 267 is one of the only two evacuation routes out of the Tahoe Basin.
That's Robert Hines of Tahoe City, who brought pictures with him of recent wildfires and of traffic in Tahoe to point out the hazards of emergency evacuations.
Truly, if this project proceeds, you're creating a death zone, you know, for the North Shore. There will be no evacuation alternatives.
As the public hearing hit the six-hour mark, the Placer County Planning Commission decided to delay its decision. The commission will reconvene in a few weeks, and a final decision on the project is expected from the County Board of Supervisors later this summer. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.